Matthew Stuckey here, giving you another trait of psychopaths, and we are now moving on to the lifestyle characteristics, which is facet A of the factor two characteristics of being a psychopath. And when we're looking at lifestyle characteristics, the first one is a need for stimulation or proneness to being bored. A need for stimulation or a proneness to being bored. It says this about psychopaths. Psychopaths love excitement. They like to have constant action in their lives, and they frequently want to live in the fast lane. Quite often, their need for stimulation involves breaking rules. They may enjoy the thrill of getting away with something, or they might even like the fact that they could get caught at any moment. Consequently, they often struggle to stay engaged in dull or repetitive tasks, and they may be intolerant of routines. So one characteristic they found of psychopaths is they constantly need excitement. They're always getting bored and they cannot handle that. Now, when it comes to lifestyle characteristics of being a psychopath, what I've nailed down from a biblical perspective is that really it's, you know, adults acting like kids. The Bible says, when I became a man, I put away childish things. And see, we should, as we grow older, get more responsibility and take life seriously and realize life is not a joke. But when you see grown people that their entire life is just like they act like a kid, they don't take any responsibility for anything, they're always just telling jokes and not taking life seriously, that's actually a trait that is very commonly associated with psychopaths. And sometimes you laugh at people that don't take life seriously and it's kind of funny, but it's actually not funny. The Bible says when you become a man, you put away childish things. And one of those things is they need to always get excitement. They cannot stand a dull life. Well, the question is, what does the Bible say about this? Well, in Jude 1 verses 12 and 13, you know, it mentions being carried about of winds. It mentions wandering stars. And it basically references people that the wind just kind of takes them in every direction, and they're wandering stars. They wander about from place to place, right? I mean, the Bible mentions about Cain that he was a vagabond. And basically, he would wander the earth and not really get settled in any area. And this is very common with psychopaths. And, you know, the reason why is because they're always getting bored. So you'll see people that, you know, basically have a lot of different jobs. They work one job for 3 months. They find a problem. They go to another job for a month and a half. They can never get settled into a routine or a life, and they just fail in all areas because they're always getting bored and they cannot stand repetitive tasks. They cannot stand just waking up at 8 a.m., getting to work, doing their job. They're just always unsuccessful because they're always just too bored. Now, of course, we see this trait with kids where they always want excitement. But obviously, that's our job as parents, to teach kids that most of life is not actually exciting. Most of life is just routine and getting things done that need to be done. It's not always just video games and TV and entertainment. Life is actually oftentimes boring, and there's just responsibilities that we have. But when you have grown adults that are just completely acting like kids, it's oftentimes something that could be a sign they're a psychopath. They are always getting bored. They always need stimulation. And so the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5, verse 13, "And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also in busybodies, speaking things which they ought not." And so when it comes to these people, they're oftentimes wandering about from house to house. They're involved in the gossip. Now, that verse in the Bible does not guarantee this is referencing people that are reprobates. However, this is something that's very common with them because it mentions wandering about from house to house, just as it mentioned wandering stars in the book of Jude in reference to false prophets, and they love gossip. Why? It's entertaining. It's exciting. They cannot stand just a dull, normal routine. People that are like this, that are grown adults, these are the sorts of people that will be racing people on the highway when they're 35 years old. And look, that's a stupid thing to do when you're 16 or 17 or 18. But at least it's kind of understandable that young people act stupid and don't take life seriously. But look, when you're 30 years old, it's weird. It's not normal for you to be racing people on the highway. It's like, what is wrong with you? But they can't stand just a normal routine of just driving down the road at a normal speed limit, at a safe speed. They want to always be excited. And you know what? They'll do things that are very dangerous because they just don't like a normal routine. And this actually helps answer the question of psychopaths that basically will stop a life of crime, at least in one area, and they never understand why. One thing that's really, really strange about serial killers is many serial killers stop killing. Now, when I first heard this, I really questioned the validity of that. I thought it was pretty hard to believe, because I thought, you know, well, the Bible says psychopaths get worse and worse and worse. Reprobates will wax worse and worse and worse as time goes by, and they'll get more depraved and more wicked. And that is certainly true, but, you know, when you actually break down serial killers, and if you actually listen to them talk about it, they kill because they find it entertaining. They enjoy killing people. They find it fun. And what ends up taking place is they do that for a while, but it ends up losing its excitement. See, it's more exciting when they first start it to them because, you know, they're new at it, they're more likely to get caught, and, you know, they're very nervous about it. They think, oh man, I might get caught, and it's fun and entertaining for them to be like right on that line of, you know, potentially getting arrested. But as they start doing it more and more, it loses its appeal. And this is something that serial killers will actually say. So what will end up taking place is sometimes they will stop doing that because they no longer have excitement. But don't get the idea that's because they're reforming their life and now they're good people. What that means is they will enter into another field of depravity and wickedness, and because they're going to find more excitement in that than they will now of killing people, because this is something that's a routine. This is also something you see with psychopaths that will start with something like robbing houses or being a peeping Tom or something like that, and then they just get worse and worse. They get into being a serial rapist and then a serial killer. A great example is the Golden State Killer, who started off robbing houses, then became a serial rapist, and then he became a serial killer. Then all of a sudden he just stopped, and that was why it was so hard to track him, because he was no longer killing anybody. And he ended up getting caught from evidence from a long time ago. But you say, why does he do that? Well, because he no longer finds excitement in it. However, if you actually look at the Golden State Killer, he never reformed his life, because 10 years later he would call former victims of his that he had raped, and he would mock them and make fun of them. And so he's still putting himself there on the line where he could get in trouble, but he was kind of doing it in a different avenue because he found it more exciting or thrilling. So the bottom line is, when we're talking about the first characteristic of lifestyle characteristics of psychopaths, it's always getting bored. And look, you know what? Obviously, you know, all of us, you know, like to have fun and entertainment, but, you know, most of life is actually boring. This is something we need to teach our kids, that you need to get used to a normal routine of just, you know, reading books and studying and working hard and getting the things done that you need to get done, because we don't want to raise people that are adults that are acting like kids. Now, there's an increasing number of adults that act like little kids in today's world. That doesn't guarantee that they're a psychopath. However, it's actually one of the characteristics of psychopaths, of grown people acting like kids. And part of that is they're always getting bored. They need some sort of excitement rather than just a normal routine. So if you're seeing people that are just bouncing around from place to place, job to job, they can never settle down, it could be because they're constantly getting bored and they're quitting that and trying something new. Because whenever you try something new, it's exciting at the beginning. And they're just going from thing to thing to thing, you know, bouncing around like a vagabond, just like Cain in the Bible. And what is that? Well, it's a proneness to being bored, and it's actually one of the characteristics, potentially, of a psychopath. Anyways, thank you, and God bless.